Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
CFRC
101.9
FM.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
They're hip to your tricks. It's been due.
Everybody, and welcome back to Zodiac Chiller. I am Miss Marika, your host for the star-powered radio show, airing weekly Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CFRC. I am so excited to be joining you this week. We have so much astrological chit-chat to get into. We have a Mercury retrograde coming up, which is just like, I think, the perfect astrology buzzword for people who don't know what astrology is, but who love to listen to radio shows from super cool people. So we're going to get into all of the horoscopes surrounding that. But before we do, I want to introduce a very special guest. This is my absolute best friend, flew out all the way from California just to be on the show. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
What's up, Kingston? It's me. My name's Amit. I'm actually from Indiana. I got a little university there. And yeah, I did fly out for Thanksgiving. Shout out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, I've never talked on the radio before.
That's okay. Terrified. Neither have I. We're going to go ahead and get right into it tonight. We have 12 horoscopes for you, a full hour of wonderful music, Canadian and otherwise. And so let's get right in. First up, we have our horoscope for Aries. Aries is a fire sign born between March 20th and April 19th. Aries is ambitious, driven, fiercely competitive. They enjoy competitions that demonstrate their skill. They're eager. They're first to act. Aries, you have made a grave mistake in the past few weeks and you need to rectify it immediately. If you dump them, reverse it. If they dumped you, try harder. Your actions are being watched and you are not being judged favorably. Tough. Amit's going to read the Taurus one.
Hell yeah. So Taurus, that's
you can't swear on the radio of it.
Oops.
Keep going.
I got you. So Taurus, that's April 20th to May 20th. Tauruses are patient, resourceful, productive, concerned with earthly delights, stable, homebodies, good partners, good memory. Stay away from animals and exercise good judgment this week. You will experience events beyond your control and should turn to family for advice and support. There is something in your wardrobe that you wore last Monday. You know exactly what it is. That should never be worn again.
Jesus. Okay, and then we have Gemini. Gemini is an air sign born between May 21st and June 20th. Gemini is charismatic, funny, knowledgeable. They're great communicators. They blend in well in any social situation. Gemini, be generous this week. Maybe send a random stimulus check to a loved one. Gift giving is an important part of the upcoming holiday season, so why not get some of those gifts out of the way now? Sleep well and catch up on your deficit this week. Pretty stable, pretty chill. We're going to get into even more horoscopes coming up, but first we're going to listen to some music, including Quando, 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 It Only Happens, and The Bells by Lowell. Shout out Canadian band. Amit has something he wants to add.
Real quick, who's the singer for Quando, Quando, Quando?
This is the craziest name I've ever seen, ever, on a record. I can't believe they were allowed to print this. I feel like I need to spell it, but Engelbert Humperdinck? I'm not lying.
I thought you couldn't swear on the radio.
I'm not lying. Yeah, just a ridiculous, unfortunate name. Not something I would have chosen for a stage name for my music career, particularly. But then again, I have a radio show called Zodiac Chiller, so I guess it all depends. We'll be right back after the music. Thank you so much. You are listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
yes to me. Tell me wonder, you mean happiness to me. Oh, my love, please tell me when. Every moment's a day. Every day seems a lifetime. Let me show you the way to a joy beyond compare. I can wait a moment.
Welcome back to Zodiac Chiller, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM CFRC coming at you straight out of Carruthers Hall basement. This is Zodiac Chiller. Coming up next, we have a couple more horoscopes, including Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Amit, do you want to read the Cancer horoscope?
I would love to. Thank you, Marika. So Cancer, that's June 21st to July 21st. Cancers are sensitive, caring, loyal to their loved ones, hardworking, emotional, creative. For this week, let's try to be generous, you know, maybe send a random stimulus check to a loved one. Gift giving is an important part of the upcoming holiday season, so why not get into some of those gifts out of the way right now? Sleep well and catch up on your deficit this week. Get some good rest.
Get into some of those gifts out of the way right now. So true. We also have Leo, which is a fire sign born between July 22nd and August 22nd. Leo is bold. They step into leadership easily. They're confident. They stand out. They have big personalities. Amit is a Leo. He's on the show tonight. Oh. He's nodding in heavy agreement with what I'm saying about Leo. Also super humble.
One of the most humble. I just really wanted to say top 10 most humble people of all time.
Signs out of 12. Yeah. Leo, take time to extend an experience that you enjoy. Try new cuisine that may bring unexpected nuance into your life. You will help a water sign friend with their studying and receive some academic assistance. And remember that thinking about the future is anxiety, thinking about the past is regret, and thinking about the present is happiness.
Wow, that was deep, Marika.
Thank you.
That was good. That was good.
Thank you.
All right, next up we got Virgo. That is August 23rd to September 22nd. Virgos are hardworking, adaptable, mentally agile, considerate, humble, skilled, good communicators, and they're focused on improvement. Expect good news on an academic or career-related horizon this week. What will you do with the new revelation or good fortune? What does this reveal about some secret ambition or values you may not have realized? Weigh your options and decide which next move will satisfy your deep set goals, not simply what will progress you down a material path.
It's almost like somebody else writes these horoscopes and you're just like reading them or something. Like maybe they're the host of the show or
maybe
crazy.
Perhaps.
We've got some eloquent guests on Zodiac Chiller. And that's just one small fraction of the wonderful services we provide each week. Both, I don't even know what to telepathically, ESP, what would be the adverb for that?
Telepathically. Emotionally.
Virtually, emotionally. Spiritually. Comedically. Okay. Comedically. We have Headphones by Mounties, She's Funny That Way by Ben Sidran, and Funeral by Telenovela coming up on the show. And we will be back after the music with even more horoscopes. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Marika Vernoy, and you're listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
I'm not much to look at, I'm nothing to see. But I've got a lady, she's crazy about me. I've got a woman, she loves me so. She's funny that way. I can't save a dollar, I can't save a cent, but she doesn't holler. She lives in a tent. I've got a lady, she's heaven sent. She's funny that way. Although she liked to work and slave just for me every day, she'd be so much better off if I went away. But why should I leave her? Why should I go when she'd be unhappy without me? I know I've got a woman, she loves me so. She's fun that way, baby.
Shine.
What's up, guys? It's Amitcha Thot coming at you from Zodiac Chiller here at CFRC 101.9. Let's go. Fun story about the second song, She's Funny That Way by Ben Sidran. I picked up that album at a little record store in Indiana for only $3. They say don't judge a book by its cover. I judge this album by its cover. It is this sick looking dog. It looks pretty epic. Picked it up, listened to it. It was really good. Really enjoyed it. This was my favorite song off that record. His 1974 project, Don't Let Go. Take a listen if you can. Coming up, we have Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. Marika, do you want to start us off?
Oh my gosh, I'd love to. Libra is an air sign born between September 23rd and October 22nd. Libra is active, energetic, intellectual, and aesthetic. Libra, open manhole covers abound, banana peels galore, bad luck, comically bad luck, will follow you everywhere you go this week. No endeavor will be successful, and you will start to doubt all of your hard work. This is just a rough patch, but take it with some humility and consider that you may be able to avoid such situations in the future.
Next up, we got Scorpio. That's October 23rd to November 21st. Scorpios are mysterious, enigmatic. Ooh, big word. Powerful, passionate, courageous, sensitive, empathetic, generally dependable, and pretty receptive. Expect a dazzling performance in a creative field this week. Whether you've been brewing artistically or extracurricularly, you will experience great success. The limelight will follow you home. Expect attention and praise wherever you go this week, and revel in your well-earned flowers as you receive them from friends and strangers alike. Ooh, very nice.
Sagittarius is a fire sign born between November 22nd and December 20th. Sag is known for their blunt truth. They're very personable. They've got no poker face. They're exuberant, adventurous, outgoing. Sag, expect an important influx of cash this week and a plethora of romantic options coming your way as the week progresses. Also, you will get extra credit on your history test. Also, beware the color purple and bodies of water that start with the letter T. Expect a devastating, if not expected, loss in athletic competition in the next month or so. Okay, coming up next, we have two more songs, Afghanistan by Devin Cuddy Band and Dollar Signs by Snail House. I actually saw Devin Cuddy Band last week at the Grand. They were opening for the Jim Cuddy Band, who's his father of Blue Rodeo fame, and they were fantastic. Oh my gosh, so, so good. Hopefully some of you guys were able to catch the show last week. They will probably come through Kingston again at some point. I know they're doing kind of a big tour right now. I mean, obviously the Jim Cuddy Band is fantastic, but I was super surprised by Devin's piano ability. He's a pianist and singer, and they had some really great kind of bluesy songs. There was one called Sidewalk in the South that was one of my favorites, but I really liked the arrangement. It was just him on the keys. They had a bassist, guitarist, drummer, but they were doing all kinds of stuff, and Afghanistan kind of stuck with me. I thought it was kind of fun. So if you didn't catch the show, consider this your sneak peek into the musical repertoire of Devin Cuddy Band, and you should actually check them out after the show. Ooh, because they're great. We'll see you after the break. This is Zodiac Chiller.
Well, I turned 18 and I didn't know just what to do and where to go. I didn't play no sports, I wasn't in no band. Didn't want to eat from some boss's hand. But I always liked for the general city night. Afraid to end up dead. Daddy always said to be a man, so I'm shipping off to Afghanistan. Well, my girlfriend says that I must be crazy, cause up to now I've just been lazy, sitting around with no purpose at all, waiting for the big old axe to fall. But I always liked for the general city night. Come this way. Gave me a pen, he said, sign right here. I said, what am I gonna do with mama's tears? But I always lied for the general city night. Afraid to end up dead. Daddy always said to be a man, so I'm shipping off to Afghanistan. And it was our first night.
night under the desert heat. We was sitting there pumping Jack Mark's beats, when all of a sudden a thunder hit the van. The man saying, take cover if you can. But I always lied about the general city night, afraid to end up dead. Daddy always said to be a man, so I'm shipping off. So much done with my eyes on the prize. Everybody knows it can't be good to spend all your money on what you should. Razor blades in my ears. Something so familiar. Are you reeling in the years? I try to make sense of the voice I heard. A beautiful mosquito or an ugly. Shake that thing. This is how we overthrow the king. Turn the soil, set free all the horses, and fill the moat with oil. So burn all your bridges, shake that thing. This is how we overthrow.
Welcome back, everybody, to Zodiac Chiller. We have our final three horoscopes of the night: Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Super fun. Capricorn is an earth sign born between December 21st and January 15th. Capricorn is responsible, hardworking, dutiful, loyal, determined. They make good partners. Capricorn, an old flame has re-entered your life, but not for the better. They may have once lit a fire in you, but they will extinguish your spark if you allow them to be a wet blanket this winter. Listen to your close friends, even if they aren't telling you what you want to hear, which I know is not what anybody wants to hear during cuffing season, but Capricorn, oh my God, your judgment is crazy. Like, last week, I was telling you to, like, go out and have fun and just, like, embrace the limelight, but girl, you did a little too much, a little too much. So please rein it in and think about... Think about your New Year's resolution. Like, do you want your New Year's resolution to be never text them again? Because that's what it's going to have to be if you continue to text them. Getting really passionate about this. One of my housemates is a Capricorn. Amit, why don't we share Aquarius here?
I think you got this one, actually.
Aquarius is an air sign born between January 20th and February 17th. Aquarius is esoteric, idealistic, radical, free-spirited, independent, original, humanitarian, and inspirational. Aquarius, you and a fellow Aquarius are home for the holidays. 'Tis the damn season type beat. Consider going for it. Ooh. They want you more than you're showing, and you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Also, you will be inspired to redecorate your room this week and will feel invigorated by the change. It'll get you through the winter. And you know what else will get you through the winter is that old flame that, this is the opposite of Capricorn, the old flame that you like kind of forgot about and they're in your hometown and all of a sudden you're maybe the American Thanksgiving or Christmas and you're back in town together and they're like, you want to go for a drive? And you're like, yeah, for sure. And then all of a sudden you end up at the old spot and they're like, remember this? And we used to, okay, I'm seeing it. It's happening before my eyes. I'm writing a story.
I feel like I'm there.
Well, if you're an Aquarius, you can be there. Think about that. You should be there, actually.
Think about that. Go get it, Aquarius. Lock in.
Yeah, they want you. They might not be showing it.
Bad.
They want you.
Bad.
They want you.
All right, last up, we got Pisces. Our very own Marijke Vernoy is a Pisces. Let's clap it up, everyone. Everyone, yeah. Yeah. Pisces are February 18th to March 19th. They are dreamy, romantic, compassionate, clever, genuine, artistic. It seems like kind of a lot. Just a lot of good.
This is nice.
Artistic, intuitive, friendly, calm, unable to spell.
Okay.
It's really important you get extra Big Mac sauce on your Big Mac this week. And no pickles. You'll make good headway in studying for an important exam next week. And an unexpected house guest will bless you with a migraine. Enjoy some jazz this week.
I don't know if the jazz is to help the migraine or maybe to like sort of add another. I don't know. I'm a jazz enjoyer. I don't know how to pronounce the name. It's Berlioz. I think it's I'm not even going to try.
Wait, no, go ahead. Wait, no. Try. I think the listeners want to hear.
I don't know that the listeners do want to hear me try to pronounce it. They have this like amazing, amazing jazz catalog. I feel like they're kind of one of the more popular jazz groups right now. I think they had a few songs that kind of blew up online, but they are super cool. I would highly recommend checking them out. They do a lot of experimental jazz. I think I played them on the show before. It's a shame I'm not playing them tonight, but I'm going to shout them out just because I read the horoscopes and I'm listening to jazz and I'm a Pisces. And I think that whether or not you're a Pisces, you would benefit from listening to Berlioz. I still, as I'm saying it, have no idea. Like, how would you try it?
Spell it again.
Berlioz.
Berlioz.
This is like an opposite of a spelling bee.
Berlioz. That's just like, I think that's the official.
I think you just pronounced every vowel in it. I'm not sure if that's
the scientific pronunciation.
French is like known to leave out vowels, if anything. I'm not sure.
If you guys need any jazz suggestions, listen to Monin by Miles Davis and Jordu. I forget who it's by. Those are two jazz songs that I played in fifth grade for the San Jose Jazz Festival.
What?
Think about that. We need to take a listen.
CFRC Jazz Festival incoming, pending. Okay, well, Berlioz, please don't sue us, whoever you are. And for everyone else that's listening, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We had so much fun on the show, as I do every single week on Zodiac Chiller, which airs, if you liked it, Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. You can make it a regular part of your Thursday night routine, certainly a regular part of mine. Additionally, I just want to shout out CFRC is having our annual funding drive. This is super important for the station as we are free and we do program 24/7 for you guys, 365 days a year. We have a super hardworking and talented team here, and we really, really rely on these donations from the community. So we're looking to reach our goal of about $45,000 by New Year's Day. And we're working our way there. But if you want to donate, you can go to our website at cfrc.ca and you can donate through there. We would greatly, greatly appreciate it as it is the season of giving and the season of radio listening, which is actually all year round, fun fact. Our last song is Kokomo, Indiana by Japanese Breakfast. This was a recommendation from Amit, because shout out Indiana, I guess.
Guys, it's a great song. I did not just listen to it only because it had Indiana in the name, though that did, you know, leave a good impression.
It may have influenced the
decision. Slight influence. Great song, though. Hope you enjoy.
Japanese Breakfast is a great band, and I also want to shout out Michelle Zauner's I guess you would want to call it a memoir, Crying in H Mart, which I think I've talked about. I feel like I always talk about that anytime I play Japanese Breakfast on the show. But Crying in H Mart is so good. And if you're looking for a holiday read, it's just absolutely beautifully written, very touching. And of course, Japanese Breakfast is an insanely talented band. So if you like this song, you should check out the rest of their catalog too.
You didn't explain the connection.
Michelle Zauner is the Michelle Zauner is the lead singer of Japanese Breakfast, and it's her memoir about her relationship with her mother and grief and family and all that stuff. It's great. Okay, that's all from us on Zodiac Chiller. Thank you so much for joining this week. Tune in every week. You have been listening to Zodiac Chiller on 101.9 FM CFRC.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out CFRC.ca and IWACanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
What lullaby? He won't bother you. He's a busy man. He's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m.